CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. The latest Donald Trump campaign narrative is Trump against the media mob and the Democrats.
On Twitter Sunday, Trump wrote, "Election is being rigged by the media in a coordinated effort with the Clinton campaign by putting stories that never happened into news." On Meet the Press, Trump's running mate was asked if the campaign would accept the outcome of the vote.
"We will absolutely accept the results of the election, but the American people are tired of the obvious bias in the national media. That's where the sense of a rigged election goes here."
Clinton's motorcade left her home Sunday afternoon, headed for a round of debate prep. Brooke Silva Braga for CBS News, New York.
Trump fares poorly in the new CBS News Battleground Tracker poll. CBS News Elections Director Anthony Salvanto.
9 in 10 of the women who find the tapes offensive now say they won't consider him. So that puts a bit of a barrier there going forward.
And attorney Gloria Allred said today more women will be alleging sexual misconduct by Trump in years past. Someone broke into the Republican Party office in Hillsborough, North Carolina. A Molotov cocktail partly burned the office. Someone spray-painted Nazi Republicans on the wall. The message saying, "Leave town or else." For Colin Kaepernick, the spotlight gets a little hotter.
Colin Kaepernick's kneeling had a lot of people taking a stand in Buffalo. It was his first start since he began kneeling during the national anthem to protest racial profiling. Outside the stadium, there were T-shirts being sold with his face on a rifle sight. Inside, someone threw a beer bottle at him. But others held signs saying, "Buffalo Bills fans for Black Lives Matter." Kaepernick didn't matter much during the game today. His 49ers lost to the Bills by 29 points. Mike Sugarman, CBS News.
World diplomats are consumed by wars and rumors of wars.
Secretary of State John Kerry met key European allies in London, hoping to create a new diplomatic push to end the Syrian civil war. But Yemen was also on the agenda, where the Iran-supported Houthi rebels are battling the government and a Saudi-led coalition. Kerry calls for an immediate ceasefire.
"Unconditionally, and to move to the negotiating table."
7,000 people have been killed in the war in Yemen. Most were civilians. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
Orbital was ready to fly its Antares rocket with a load of supplies up to the space station tonight, but it's been delayed until tomorrow night. A bad ground support cable has to be replaced before it can go. The last Antares to try to launch exploded shortly after doing so in October 2 years ago. This weekend at the movies, The Accountant.
"You're different. Sooner or later, different scares people."
It added up to nearly 25 million in tickets this weekend. Second place, Kevin Hart, What Now? The Girl on the Train, Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, and Deepwater Horizon. This is CBS News.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
As another warm day comes to a close, that means our evening temperatures are going to be very comfortable, sliding back down into the 70s. And then during the overnight, winds still on the breezy side, mostly clear skies, and then waking up to mostly sunny skies Monday morning with temperatures mild in the 60s. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
There's a lot of history in Johnson County, from the Mahaffey Stagecoach Farm in Olathe to the Gardner Historical Museum and the Edgerton Grange Hall. But that doesn't mean squat to Julia Lynn. She helped give a break to real estate agents and contractors, eliminating a major source of funding for historic preservation in Kansas. Is that what you want in Topeka?
It's Time to Fix Stupid is responsible for the content of this message. Paid for by It's Time to Fix Stupid, Ronald J. Dickens, Chairman.
Hi folks, Kevin Jordan, Interstate 49 Truck Center in sunny Granby. Fall is here and you need to get your Powerstroke, Duramax, or Cummins diesel engine ready for a rough Kansas City winter. For a limited time, we'll check your fueling, cooling, oiling, and electrical systems absolutely free. Just call for an appointment, 816-322-2333. We're located in Grandview, just south of Gales Harley-Davidson, on the old 71 highway or the new Interstate 49. Our number again, 816-322-2333. And we'll see you on the garage floor.
We've got your news right here, KCMO. Online at kcmotalkradio.com.
The following is a paid program and does not necessarily reflect the opinions and views of Cumulus Media and FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
He's the ACLU's worst nightmare because he knows the Constitution and fights to keep them from making confetti of it. He's Chris Kobach, and this is the Chris Kobach Show.
Good evening, Kansas City, and welcome to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710, where the number is 576-7710, 576-7710, to reach the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. Oh my goodness, what a week it has been. What a week it has been, and we're going to talk about it here on the Chris Kobach Show. Now, the question I pose to you tonight is this. Do you think the... Let's use the Clinton term. Let's use the Clinton term from back in 1992. The bimbo eruption, which is what it was called back then, which did not affect Clinton's bid for the presidency in 1992, do you think it will affect Donald Trump's bid for the presidency in 2016? And I use that term because what happened in Clinton with Clinton had absolutely no effect whatsoever. He went charging onto the presidency. It was as if the American public didn't even notice the allegations, of course. But the differences were very significant. The differences back then were that there you had multiple women claiming that the presidential candidate Bill Clinton had actually done something to them far more significant than what is alleged against Donald Trump today. And Bill Clinton didn't deny it. He actually ignored it, did not deny that it had happened. And in the current situation, Donald Trump denies these lesser allegations and says that they didn't happen. So that's one big difference. The second big difference is, boy, there does seem to be something fishy going on here. Because did you notice that the allegations taking place today against Donald Trump are oh so coordinated and oh so carefully timed, it appears, to coincide with the WikiLeaks announcements and revelations that happen to be falling on the Hillary Clinton side. It is so perfectly timed, and they just come out of nowhere and happened to be just perfectly all lined up for the New York Times to release when they are when the revelations come out. And so there's another thing going on here, and that's my second question to you. So first one, will it matter? And you know, it's as someone who, you know, ideally I wish things like this did matter, but they didn't in 1992. Or in 1996, and so I wonder whether they will matter in 2016. But the second question is this: What do you think's going on here? Because it is amazing. If like me, you listen to the multiple stations just to see what's going on. And so I listen predominantly to Fox News Channel. I also listen to CNN. I also listen to MSNBC. And then, of course, I listen to the old guard, NBC, ABC, CBS. And I have seen CNN and the Old Guard 3 and the and MSNBC being constantly hitting this, just 24/7 almost, talking about the revelations that on top of the, you know, the allegations of Trump's 2005 tape, now you have, you know, whatever the number is, 10 or so women coming forward and alleging exactly what Trump claimed 11 years ago he would do, that he might do. Hypothetically, all of a sudden, the women come forward. And then one more thing. We've already seen one of the women's stories disproven by the one witness, or at least denied by the one witness. I shouldn't say disproven. These alleged stories. In one case, you had a woman alleging that she was on a in a first-class section on a flight about a decade ago with Donald Trump and one other person, and that Donald Trump started, you know, making uninvited advances, shall we say, to her in this first-class section, and the one witness was this other person sitting in the first-class section. Well, that one witness came forward and said, no, he didn't do that to her, and none of that happened, no, her story is false. So at least in the one case where the he said, she said had a third party present to be a witness, the witness has already come forward and said, no, it didn't happen. So interesting stuff happening here, all kinds of interesting stuff going on, and we have these allegations made in a perfectly timed October surprise, and I say perfectly timed so that they happen to completely swamp on every major media outlet except Fox News Channel, completely swamp the WikiLeaks dump, and it's awfully fishy, so awfully fishy, the timing of this, and so interesting. How the media, except for Fox News, of course, but how the other outlets of the media culture are just running 24/7 with the allegations. But isn't it interesting how in 1992, the media completely ignored the allegations that were much more credible and were not being denied by Bill Clinton. Absolutely amazing, because Fox News didn't exist back then. Can't remember exactly when it came into being. What was it? Well, that's neither here nor there. But the bottom line is we have a interesting confluence of events, and we have this very, very fishy timing, and the ability of the media to dodge the allegations, not allegations, the dodge the document dump from WikiLeaks. None of the documents have been denied by the Clinton campaign. All of them very damning. And we'll get to that in the next segment, exactly what was in the WikiLeaks dump. But do you think it's fishy? Do you think there's something going on here? And do you think this? Do you think this is an all-out concerted attack by the establishment to ensure, or to at least do everything they can to try to ensure, that Donald Trump does not become president? I think that's what's happening here, and I'm not alone in saying this. There are many saying it's just too extraordinary how it's all happening. Hannity did an actually brilliant job on his show the other night, pointing out how this is nothing more than an all-out war by the establishment on the Trump campaign, and it's because they just can't afford to have Trump win. And I anticipated that, you know, the establishment would try to push back against Trump, but I did not anticipate that this would happen. So what do you think? 576-7710, what do you think's going on, and do you think it is an all-out push by the establishment to ensure that, and when I say establishment, I'm talking about Wall Street, the media establishment, the political establishment of the left, and the vested interests on K Street in Washington that just absolutely cannot have someone like Donald Trump in office. And so we have this ultimate push to make sure that Donald Trump never sees the inside of the White House. 576-7710 is the number. Let's talk about it here on the Chris Kobach Show, here on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.
We're rolling out the orange carpet at the new Nickelodeon Hotels and Resorts Punta Cana. Bring the whole family to meet friends like SpongeBob, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Paw Patrol, Dora, and more. And enjoy the unique gourmet-inclusive luxury experience by Charisma. The Caribbean's first ever Nickelodeon resort, ready for your vacation. Book now and save up to 45%, plus kids stay free. Call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours today at 816-505-1500 to plan your gourmet inclusive family vacation at the new Nickelodeon Resort in Punta Cana and receive free upgrades, romantic candlelight dinners on the beach, spa treatments, and more. That's Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours at 816-505-1500.
Right now, thousands of hardworking Kansans need affordable health care insurance. And there is hope. Expanding CanCare creates a path to health by making coverage affordable for 150,000 low-income Kansans. This is the unique, budget-neutral program our legislators want, and the affordable coverage our fellow Kansans need. Show your support on November 8th by voting for state leaders who support healthy Kansas communities. This advertisement is paid for by Kansas Hospital Association.
If you want to increase the strength of your retirement assets, income, and legacy, we have good news. Protecting Your Retirement Radio, heard Saturday mornings at 9, is the place to learn how to safely accumulate, grow, and enjoy your retirement assets. When appropriate, we recommend the use of safe, modern-day fixed annuities that are built retirement tough. Can't wait until Saturday? Call Protecting Your Retirement today at 913-648-2700 for a free, no-pressure visit on strengthening your retirement. That's 913-648-2700.
KCMO Kansas City, on the air at 103.7 FM and AM 710. This is KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
In the past several months, the economy and stock market have recovered from weakness that started back in 2015. Now the question is, will it last? The answer, in large part, depends on when and if the Federal Reserve raises interest rates again. Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager with Butler, Lands & Wagler. I'm also the host of Capitalist Pigs, heard every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio. No one can know when the Fed will hike rates or how markets are even going to react. But the good news is that we don't really have to know. Both of our portfolios, growth and income, are based on following trends wherever they take us. If you're concerned with what the future holds for your portfolio, trend following can help keep you on the right side of the market. Being extremely diversified can also help protect you against an uncertain future. To learn more about both trend following and extreme diversification, you can download our free report at investontrack.com. That's investontrack.com.
To the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710. The number is 576-7710. You can dial that 913 or 816 area code 576-7710. Oh, my goodness. What a week it has been. So the question I have posed to you, sorry, I'm a little out of breath here, running back into the studio. The question I pose to you is, what do you think is going to happen? Is this eruption of accusations against Donald Trump going to matter? I have a feeling it may not. And do you think that it was concerted in an effort between the New York Times and other figures and other establishment institutions who saw it coming, coordinated it so that it would be timed perfectly to cover up the dump, the many documents dumped by WikiLeaks, just so many. And I mean, we could spend the whole show just talking about some of the documents that were dumped and the revelations that were made against Hillary Clinton. It's unbelievable stuff that is being buried by the mainstream media and by CNN and by MSNBC because they now have an excuse to just talk about Donald Trump. 576-7710. What do you think is going on here? Let's go to the phones. First up, Jim in Iowa. Jim, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Yeah, what I'm thinking is why don't somebody ask Trump and all these girls to take a polygraph test. We'll see who would take one and who wouldn't. That would probably tell you something right there.
Yeah, sure would.
So that's all.
What do you think, Jim, about the what do you think about the timing of all of this? Do you think that it was something that these individuals were already put together by the media outlets, by the New York Times, so that when the WikiLeaks dump came, they could be timed to hit perfectly right after that?
Yeah, I could. And one other thing, back then when Clinton was there, all the newspapers were on his side, so they kept it quiet. But now all the newspapers are against Trump, so now they're going to make it more well-known, and it might affect him getting elected.
There's no question that they're trying to make it affect him getting elected. And you're right, the newspaper, it's the exact inverse of what happened in 1992 and in 1996, because then the media was on Clinton's side. They wanted to bury it. They did bury it. Here, they want it to affect the presidential election, and so they're magnifying it as much as they possibly can, and they are using it as an excuse to completely ignore the multiple damning emails. Go ahead.
Have you heard of a guy named David Horowitz?
Yeah. Daniel, yeah, go ahead.
I've heard him on the radio. If you ever hear him talk, there's no way nobody's going to vote for Clinton, because he tells exactly what those guys are trying to pull.
Yeah, it certainly seems like who knows who's colluding in all this. I know that the mainstream media is happy that this has happened, and so those who weren't on the inside of this, this carefully timed attack against Trump certainly are happy that it happened, because it gives them the excuse to cover something other than the WikiLeaks dumps on Clinton. It's truly extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary.
It's a good thing they got like you on the other side to let everybody know what the truth is, so maybe that's going to help.
Well, thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. And it's not just me. There's a Fox News channel, and then there's lots of conservative commentators out there who are pointing out what's really going on. I'm going to read a little bit of Ann Coulter's column here in the next segment. But it's just absolutely extraordinary. 576-7710, 576-7710. Do you think it's going to matter? That's a big, big question. Will it matter? And how many voters will it affect? It's not going to matter in the states that are reliably red and reliably blue. So is it going to make Kansas vote for a Democrat first time since 1964? No. Is it going to make Missouri, which used to be a battleground state and is now increasingly a red state, is it going to change Missouri? No. Is it going to change any of the southern states that now reliably vote Republican? No. Is it going to change Texas? No. So all of the solidly red states, it's not going to change a thing. But the question is, what will it do in battleground states like where Jim's calling from, Iowa? That's the question. And Colorado, another nearby battleground state to the Chris Kobach Show region. That's the big question. I am guessing that it's not going to change that much, just because, sadly, our culture is just so inundated with this kind of accusation, this kind of behavior on TV, whether it's true or not, that I have a feeling it's not going to matter. I hope it doesn't matter in this particular case, because our country cannot stand Hillary Clinton in the White House. It would our Constitution's already in tatters, and there would be very little left if she were to become president. All right, let's go back to the phones. Next up, Maxine in Leawood. Maxine, what do you think's going on?
I think that it's 30 years a little late for those. Have you seen Bill Clinton's speeches?
Have Which you, ones?
The 3 pages where he sold it to Germany and to China, and it's same place. It has 3 pages of huge amounts where they gave Clinton millions of dollars. I mean, like $750,000, $200,000, $300,000, all Dubai, Germany. Have you seen that? Where they sold
I haven't seen the text. I haven't seen the text of the Clinton speeches, but I have seen some of the connections. It's amazing. It doesn't matter what Clinton said. They weren't paying him to actually hear what he had to say. They were paying him because it was all part of the pay to play. They wanted foreign policy favors from the United States. Hillary Clinton could deliver them, and so they'd pay Bill Clinton, $250,000 a crack to give a speech. It was just unbelievable. And that's what some of the email shows. The email shows the quid pro quo from Qatar and from other countries,
yes,
where they would pay money. to the Clinton Foundation, and then the United States foreign policy would be sold to them. Our foreign policy, your foreign policy, Maxine, would be sold to the highest bidder so that the Clinton Foundation could be, so the Clintons could enrich themselves through the foundation.
On this for just for 2 years was 26,630,000. That is what I have here with the Clinton speeches.
Well, and the other thing is the other big one is the uranium deal, the Uranium One deal, for which allowed a Russian company to control the majority of the world's uranium supplies. Hillary signed off on the U.S. part of that deal, and she got, I believe the number was $43 million in donations from, I think it was 9 different sources inside inside Russia. And again, the donations came to the Clinton Foundation. Yeah, she's selling
American
security.
Yes.
Enriching themselves and putting American security and American national interests on the selling block, so that they could become. I mean, it's textbook corruption. It's not even textbook corruption. It's paperback corruption. It's the kind that you might write about in a novel, but it's not the kind that you expect to see actually happening. And here it's happening, and the woman is running for president, and the media is ignoring it. I mean, can you imagine the Watergate media of 1972, 73? Just ignoring something like this, if Richard Nixon had been the one doing it, it's just unbelievable how they will turn away to such blatant corruption if it's a Democrat that they wish to put forward that's doing it.
It is. It is. It's frightening, too. It's frightening
it is
to
frightening.
America.
Just well, and I think,
to
you know,
have someone have sold out America.
Absolutely. And, you know, as someone who's been in politics myself and been attacked by the liberal media, you know, I've seen it get bad, but this is the first time I've actually seen the media, some parts of the media, just ignore blatant corruption. And usually, there's some little vestige of journalistic integrity in them, and they will at least try to cover the story where you see something like this going on. But here they're just whitewashing it, which is just extraordinary to me. I did not expect this kind of all-out bias
push. I would, because it's you can't expect anything else besides Hillary. You know Jerome Corsi, WND? He said
yes.
It was critical that Bill and Hillary's enormous speaking fees, which range $500,000 to $1 million per speech, he says they'll never release the transcripts, but we do have the printout in just 2 years of what Hillary did and Bill. It's so dangerous. And Iran, what they did, and Iraq.
Yep.
I tell you,
you name it.
People died. And if you think our Supreme Court justice died, if he didn't have help in dying, I'm telling you, just happened timing, such timing.
Well, there's so many unanswered questions, that's for sure.
How about the young man that got shot last week going to the FBI, got shot in the back in Boston?
I'm not familiar with that one.
Oh,
he was going to the FBI?
He was going to the FBI. He left at 3 o'clock in the morning. And anyway, his father said that they didn't take any of his money or his jewelry, anything. They just killed him, shot him in the back. And that's the third one that worked for the DNC.
Interesting.
And,
wow. I mean,
yes, it's
funny how, you know, obviously some of these suspected conspiracy theories are, you know, may not be correct. They may be purely coincidental, but there are so many of them wherever the Clintons have trod. There are these strange things happening. Well, thanks, Maxine. I really appreciate it. Let's go next to Jonathan in Kansas City. Hey, Jonathan, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Oh, I have two things here for you.
Go ahead.
What do you think about maybe that Trump and Roger Ailes are in together? They're trying to get as many viewers as they can for this next debate. They're both pretty showmen. And since Fox, you know, I mean, it's going to be more of a conservative-leaning debate, you know, with moderator, with Chris Wallace. That maybe they're going to have such big numbers that then they'll expose some of these other things that the media is not pushing on Hillary.
I don't know. I doubt Trump would put his presidential bid at risk to help Ailes get the numbers, but I suppose it's plausible. Hey, can you hold on until over the break, and we'll take your second point after the break?
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back, folks, on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
In the past several months, the economy and stock market have recovered from weakness that started back in 2015. Now the question is, will it last? The answer, in large part, depends on when and if the Federal Reserve raises interest rates again. Hi, my name is Chris Butler, portfolio manager with Butler, Lands & Wagler. I'm also the host of Capitalist Pigs, heard every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock on KCMO Talk Radio. No one can know when the Fed will hike rates or how markets are even going to react. But the good news is that we don't really have to know. Both of our portfolios, growth and income, are based on following trends wherever they take us. If you're concerned with what the future holds for your portfolio, trend following can help keep you on the right side of the market. Being extremely diversified can also help protect you against an uncertain future. To learn more about both trend following and extreme diversification, you can download our free report at investontrack.com. That's investontrack.com.
CBS News Update. There are 9 women so far, and activist lawyer Gloria Allred said today there will be more who will allege some kind of sexual impropriety by Donald Trump in years past. On the defensive is his campaign. Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, on NBC, also saying today, should Hillary Clinton win,
one of the great, great traditions of America is the peaceful transfer of power. Elections always get pretty rough. I expect they're going to stay just as rough as they are right now going into November the 8th.
The CBS News Battleground Tracker poll continues the drumbeat of trouble for the GOP. CBS News Elections Director Anthony Salvato.
Trump has lost support among women, among Republican women as well. So it goes beyond partisanship a little bit. And the poll finds that 70% of voters feel that now that Donald Trump does not respect women. What could be trouble for him going forward are these moderate and Republican women are precisely the kind of voters that he needs now to start winning.
CBS News Update. I'm Hartley Carnes.
KCMO weather from KCTV 5.
The evening bringing a lot less clouds than how we started the day. Breezy winds continuing into the overnight under mostly clear skies. Lows dropping down to the mid and upper 60s. That's going to make for another comfortable start by the time we wake up early Monday morning. Starting off the day mostly sunny as we kick off the work week. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Stressed about holiday party plans? Whether you're entertaining in your office or home, Brancato's Catering has a huge selection of menus to dazzle your guests. Book today. Call 816-765-4707 or visit BrancatosCatering.com.
Next time on Wendy's Coffee House, Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on Talk Radio KCMO, we're going to talk paranormal. One of the most popular paranormal podcasts on the internet is Jim Harold's Campfire, 20 million downloads. So if you want to hear something spooky and a whole lot of stories about encounters with the supernatural or the just unexplained, Jim Harold is your go-to guy. Next time on Wendy's Coffee House. If you miss it, catch it on the podcast at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
KCMO. We've got your news right here. KCMO, Kansas City. Local, regional, and national news from CBS Radio News at the top and bottom of the hour. Every hour. On Kansas City's most stimulating talk. 103.7 FM and AM 710. KCMO.
It's interesting, a new app has come out.
The KCMO Talk Radio app.
There's an app for that.
A free download on the iTunes or Google Play stores.
You know what's a great app?
KCMO Talk Radio. On your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device. FM 103.7 and AM 710.
It's outrageous. Shame on you.
KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Have a great weekend. Monday morning at 710, Dan Israel from the Chiefs Radio Network will join us to talk about a huge Chiefs victory over the Raiders. 710 again on Monday.
KCMO Talk Radio 710. And now 103.7 FM.
When our values are under assault. When our sovereignty is invaded, when our Constitution is in tatters, when political correctness is on the march, it's time to mobilize. The war of ideas has begun. Welcome to the arsenal. Welcome to the Chris Kobach Show.
I can't believe. I can't close my eyes.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710, where the number is 576-7710. If you want to join the discussion, we're talking about the just impeccable timing of how all of these allegations by various women against Mr. Trump come forward just precisely at the same time and all together in a convenient way that the New York Times can dump almost all of it out at once. And it's just perfectly timed so that the exact moment that the WikiLeaks documents are released, showing just how deep and broad the pay-to-play arrangement was in the Clinton State Department. It's just amazing. It just shows to me that the establishment is making an all-out war to stop Donald Trump from entering the White House. He was a hypothetical threat for many, many months. Now he is a very real threat to the political establishment, and they don't want him there. And so they're doing everything they can, in my opinion, to keep him out. But I want to hear from you. Let's go back to the phones. Jonathan was on the phone and hung on over the break. Jonathan, so you had another point you wanted to make.
Yeah, I just want to finish my first one. The women ain't going to matter because presidents since far back as Jefferson have had multiple women encounters. So I don't think all the women not going to really be a problem, as sad as that is to say. Secondly, I want to go to the media part.
Yeah, I mean, you look at our, you know, you look at some of our most revered presidents of the 20th century. You know, John F. Kennedy was certainly had an active
Johnson,
White House.
FDR, you know, I mean, all of them. So I don't think the women. That's a sad morality part. I don't think that's really an issue. The women. It's just never has been ever with them guys. I think it's just something that everybody has accepted. You know,
it's an unfortunate. Aspect of some of the presidencies, but thank goodness not others.
Yeah, but I don't think that makes you a bad person. You know, I mean, the sexual assault, yes, if they were true, but having multiple women encounters and stuff, and it's just sad to say, at one point of Trump's star power, money, there's women that throw themselves at him. That's just how the world works. That's sad, but I don't think the women's going to be a problem. All this stuff will blow over.
So you don't think it'll affect a significant number of votes?
No, I do not. Nope. Crying the most now are the people that was never going to vote Trump anyway. So I don't think that matters.
Well, I think that's true. It does appear that way. So what was your second point, Jonathan?
My second point on this media stuff, and I'm just guessing, this is the first time I've ever heard your show, and I listen to a lot of conservative radio programs all over the country, but and I'm guessing we're probably about the same age, almost 40 years old, or you might be able to. But I remember in like 1993, 94, all these, we got TVs in our classrooms in high school. You know, I mean, we were at the news every day, you know, FYI. And, you know, Anderson Cooper and Lisa Ling, they were the main broadcasters of this news network starting in, I think it was 93 or 1994. There's probably somebody I know. I was in high school, so I don't really.
You're a little younger than I am, but that's interesting. I did not know that they were the newscasters of the network in the schools.
And I did, and it was every morning. You know, we started school, and I was talking to a friend of mine about this today, and he went to a totally different school, 300 miles away from me. And he goes, "Yeah," he goes, "Channel One, Anderson Cooper, Lee Sling." And I said, "Yeah," and I'm almost certain Shepard Smith was one of the news anchors on it too. And they would have been in college, you know, like in their mid 20s then. But they would come every day and they'd broadcast this news. And years later, actually just a few years ago, I'm like most men, we lay around on Sunday and watch History Channel, National Geographic, and I hate to sound conspiracy, you know, but I got into watching Hitler one day about how Hitler overtook Germany, and it was the indoctrination, the education, blah, blah, how all that stuff worked. And it got me thinking, well, that's basically what they started in 1993, 94, right around there with bringing this news vision to schools, you know, every morning. Because, you know, when you're in school, it's the first thing you'll do. You'll see TV, you know, it's the best thing. When somebody's bringing a movie or TV, you start watching this episode.
Sure.
I was just thinking about that.
And we now know their political viewpoint of all three of those. Even Shepard Smith, although he's on Fox News, he's probably one of the most liberal people on Fox News.
Correct. And it just got me thinking, you know, that would have been and actually today was the first time I thought of it. That was at the beginning of the Clinton administration, and that was something that they had pushed, you know, funding and that was starting the beginning of the internet. They knew the internet was coming along too. There was other funding, and like I said, I don't really know exactly what all the bills were at the time, but it was something that happened. Like I said, around 1993, yeah. 1994.
Yeah, very good point. Yeah,
interesting. And then now the
mainstream media has had their tentacles and tendrils in on the minds of Americans for many years.
Right. So, but thanks.
But thank goodness we don't have what we had in the 19. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate it, Jonathan, and keep on listening and call anytime. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, we think about that, the situation with how the media is dominated right now, still by left-leaning voices and left-leaning channels and networks. But at least we are past what it was in the 70s and 80s. Remember before cable came along and all we had were the big three, ABC, CBS, and NBC? And there was no deviation in the political leanings of all those three. And, you know, PBS would throw in as well on the left side of the spectrum. At least we have some choice now, and we can find facts as opposed to bias if we look for it on the news. All right, let's go next to Sarah in Kansas City. Hey, Sarah, how you doing? What do you think?
Well, this thing about the women keeps coming up. And, you know, this latest batch, I don't buy it. It's like they gave them cue cards. Now it's your time to come forward. They come forward with their cue card and spout whatever they're supposed to say.
It does seem awfully contrived. And they spout exactly. It's like they... They took their cue from what Trump said. It's like the interview with Billy Budd, they just said, oh, yeah, he did that to me.
Yeah, and, they were arguing it on one talk show. It was, I think, a local one. And about someone said, well, I have daughters. And, you know, I understand all that. But, look, if you're worried about the safety of the women in this country, which I don't think Hillary Clinton or her husband is, how could they have done the things they did and have that attitudes if they were concerned about them? She said once she thought he was sick. He had a lot of good personable qualities, but he ruined it with his weakness of character. And she said once she thought he was sick. Well, We had a sick president in there, much sicker than any I've ever seen on that point. But would you prefer? You think he is dangerous or something compared with these hordes of Syrians? Some of them may be harmless, but in them, every group of immigrants we brought in en masse like that, they've had plants. They've had people that. Will do violence. And she is for that. She wants to increase it to 550 million. I mean,
yes, she wants to increase 550,000.
This is scary.
I think it was 55,000, but she wants to increase it fivefold. And, you know, that's kind of what your perspective is a lot like what Ann Coulter said on Friday. You know, she said essentially, look, we all knew Donald Trump was we didn't vote for him because of his ethical conduct. With women in his life, we all knew he was a lout, was the phrase she used. But we vote for him because of his stand on the issues.
I knew he had quite a few girlfriends. I really haven't worried myself about.
But you know, but her point. Life. But her point was, we're not voting for Donald Trump because he's a saint. We're voting for him because he's right on the issues and he's going to protect this country. And you know, that's why one thing I said to a reporter this week when asked about it, you know, was I still standing behind Trump as one of Kansas's statewide office holders? And I said, of course, you know, these are just allegations. But more importantly, these are so minor compared to the things our country faces. We've got ISIS.
Cell rape, you throw you in the ditch. These Middle Eastern there.
Yeah. The notion
not
that
Middle
we would.
Middle Eastern, the ISIS group, you know.
Yeah. And there's a real group that looks out for women's rights. If people are concerned, as I am, you know, the father of multiple five daughters, you know, if people like me are concerned about protecting women, I'm less concerned about the past alleged behavior of Donald Trump, which it appears was not true, or we don't know. But I'm less concerned about that than I am about a force like ISIS, which is treating women like property around the world. And I'm and all the other things that are of real meaning to women, as opposed to what Donald Trump did or did not say or did or did not do many years ago. So this notion of,
I'm not blaming it all on the women, but I have seen a difference in the way men have treated me and they've treated women around me. And it was, because maybe they're afraid of me. I don't know. You know, I don't think it's always one-sided, but I don't approve of that. And I think women have been second citizens. And, you know, Simone de Beauvoir's book really was the best one written about that. And I think it was called The Second Citizen or something like that. But I agree with all that. But I don't think these women are necessarily on the level in this case.
Well, we may never know, because something tells me that there will be not much further charge, or I doubt they will be bringing litigation, because it just appears that there's so little to it. Now, I could be wrong. One of them might suddenly just coincidentally form itself into a lawsuit here on the eve of the presidential election. But again, you know, these things coming from way back, coming out of nowhere and all coordinated, it just makes you scratch your head and say, boy, that seems so unlikely that this would all just happen to come forward right now. But thanks for the call, Sarah. I really appreciate it. Okay, folks, if you're hanging on the line, please keep hanging on. We're going to take a quick break. And if you want to call in, we now have one line open, 576-7710. You can take Sarah's line. And we'll be right back in a few minutes to talk about this here on the Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson for MyPillow. Are you still readjusting and adjusting your pillow all night? Are you still having a bad night's sleep? It's time to order MyPillow. 2-for-1 special on this American-made 10-year warranty pillow that you will love. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and enter code KCMO. It is washable and dryable. It is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. Stop having a lousy night's sleep and order your MyPillow 2-for special. Go to MyPillow.com, enter code KCMO. You're going to love MyPillow. Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Are you burnt out on your current job? Looking for a new opportunity that could change your life? KC Job Fair will be held at Fabulous Union Station from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Tuesday, October the 18th. Some of the area's most sought-after employers will be on site accepting in-person applications. Bring a copy of your resume, dress to impress. Some companies will be conducting interviews on-site as well. For more information, visit kcjobfair.com. Again, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Tuesday, October the 18th at Union Station. Brought to you by Vaterot College. Visit them online today at vaterot.edu.
Cimarron trailers are better by design through continuous product evaluation and innovation. Cimarron understands the importance of keeping your horses and livestock comfortable in transit. That's why they have developed their Comfort by Design system that is made up of ingenious features to promote a quiet stall area and comfortable temperature, like VHB attached side sheets and insulated roof material on every trailer. For your next Cimarron trailer, contact Transwest Trailers at www.transwest.com.
If you want to increase the strength of your retirement assets, income, and legacy, we have good news. Protecting Your Retirement Radio, heard Saturday mornings at 9, is the place to learn how to safely accumulate, grow, and enjoy your retirement assets. When appropriate, we recommend the use of safe, modern-day fixed annuities that are built retirement tough. Can't wait until Saturday? Call Protecting Your Retirement today at 913-648-2700 for a free, no-pressure visit on strengthening your retirement. That's 913-648-2700.
Hey, it's Mike from The Midday Show. On Monday's program, entrepreneurs in Kansas City, it's harder than you may think, and it may be government's fault. We'll tell you why, noon to one, right here on KCMO Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Kobach Show here on KCMO Talk Radio 710 with the numbers 576. 7710. If you're just joining us, we're talking about this week's tumultuous series of events in the presidential campaign and the question of, do you think there's just a little bit too much coincidence and coordination among these accusers of Donald Trump, one of whom has already been, I won't say proven false, but demonstrated to be false, perhaps, by the sole witness on that first-class section of the airplane where she alleged that Donald Trump groped her, but the other person in first class said, no, that didn't happen. So, is this an all-out attack by the establishment, including the establishment media, to ensure that Donald Trump never gets through the doors of the White House? Because he absolutely is the biggest threat to the establishment in my political lifetime, and I can't think of any president who was a greater threat. I mean, you know, Ronald Reagan was an outsider and a huge reformer, but, you know, he didn't threaten to upset the apple cart in quite the same way that Donald Trump does. And George W. Bush certainly wasn't, you know, a threat to the way things were done in Washington. Donald Trump is, and it seems to me that this is a very well-concerted attack by some pretty powerful forces in the establishment, but trying to influence the American voter. And so the question is, do you think that's what's going on here, and do you think it'll work? 576-7710, let's go back to the phones. Next up is Nathan in Blue Springs. Hey, Nathan, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Oh, well, let me tell you, we got WikiLeaks dropping her Goldman Sachs speeches, talking about how she wants open borders, how she served 8 years in Congress representing Goldman Sachs, how she's a crook. Now they're coming out, they're finding illegal evidence in those Protesta, I believe it's Protesta, his emails. They're setting her up for crimes right now. And the best part about it is the mainstream media was in cahoots with the Democratic National Party. That's why the mainstream media isn't reporting on it, because they're tied in together on it. That's the best part about it. I think these allegations against Trump, I'm not a registered Republican. I consider myself constitutionalist. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in doing what's right. But these allegations against Trump, they're not. I don't want to say liberal lies. They're deliberate lies against him. They're trying to bury him. And I wanted to say just my last point before I get off here. I don't want to spend too much time. They see Trump as a threat to the establishment. He is a threat. He's a threat to the mainstream media. It's supposed to be free press, which it's not. He's a threat to everything that the Obama administration, even going back to before that, the Bush and the Clinton administrations, what they've set up with their executive orders, their NDAA, their whatever, Patriot Act, all that stuff, he's a threat, and that's why they're trying to bury him, and that's why they're doing everything they can to bury Donald Trump.
I've never seen anything like this. You know, looking at, you know, watching politics, being a Republican, being a conservative, and like you, I'm a constitutionalist first, and I just happen to be a Republican because that is the party that respects the Constitution. The Democrats, in my opinion, used to respect it 30, 40 years ago, but don't anymore. And watching politics from my perspective and seeing presidents get, you know, the media has always been tilted hard left in America, but I've never seen as what you describe it, Nathan, as an all-out attack. I mean, this is the first time it's just no holds barred. It's throwing everything out there, whether it's true or not, and it is it's concerted. It's almost outright collusion with the campaign, the Clinton campaign, and it is an effort to steer this election. And, you know, the great irony of it is you've got some people in the Department of Homeland Security and the media saying, hey, maybe there's a threat that the Russians could somehow influence our election.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna talk about that in a minute later on the show tonight. But I am not afraid of the Russians influencing our election. I'm afraid of the media spinning our election and using false stories and false narratives and using their power to skew the American election. I'm not afraid of the Russians doing anything to mess
Chris,
with our election.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
In those leaked documents, it came out stating that Hillary knew that Saudi Arabia and Qatar were backing ISIS, okay? There's 28 documents that the federal government will not declassify, and that's proof that Saudi Arabia, our ally, who we're sending weapons to, who we're buying our oil from, is backing ISIS. That is the proof right there, and that is the act of treason that they're afraid of. I guarantee it. That's all I have to say about that, Chris.
All right. Thanks for the call, Nathan. I appreciate it. You know, another big revelation in these documents is, and I should have the transcript in front of me. I don't, but basically, it's a email chain between. I forget who the parties were, but basically, it's someone in the Obama White House basically saying, what shall we do about these Clinton emails, acknowledging that the Obama White House was aware of the Clinton emails. And this is important because President Obama said, oh, I learned about it, the same time everybody else did. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently not. Obama's staff talks about the Clinton emails in this latest WikiLeaks dump. And I think that may be something the media, that is something that's like nitroglycerin, because now you've got the president lying about this use of a private email server, or at least you have the president's staff aware of it. And I would wager that if the president's staff was aware of it, then the president himself was aware of it. But who knows? Maybe among those 30,000 plus destroyed emails, perhaps there's an email between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. I don't know, but that would really be something that they would want to get rid of. Anyway, thanks, Nathan. I really appreciate the call. Let's go next to Larry in Overland Park. Hey, Larry, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Hi. Hey, thank you for your services. Hey, this is going to go hand in hand with your opening statement and the last caller.
Okay.
But in 1963, anybody can Google it on their phone, John F. Kennedy had a speech to the American people. And that speech is called The Secret Society. He warned the American people that there's people in our government that are going after the news media, and they have a national agenda. And he warned the American people that if you don't get control of your news media right now, then we were going to lose it, and we were going to lose our freedoms. And like I said, the speech was under secret societies. Anybody can Google it and watch him. And he talks about it. He warns us. We have elements in our government that has put people in power on purpose to, you know, to achieve an agenda. They have an agenda. They've been working on it for years, and they're not going to let a person like Donald Trump stop it. They're going to do everything they can. I mean, that's
it's interesting, and I haven't seen that Kennedy speech, and I have heard the claim that there are, networks of people in our government that are there on both parties and have colluded over the years. And the interesting thing is,
John,
that may or may not be true. But even if it's not true, it doesn't matter, because the institutions themselves are so dedicated to the preservation of a left-leaning government and to the preservation of the establishment, that these institutions are innately going to start fighting anyone like Donald Trump.
But like I said, Jake, he gets right there on national TV, and he's, I don't want to say he's begging the American people, but he tells them, you better get control of this news media. If you lose the news media, you lose everything. And anybody can Google it and watch it. So thank you for your time.
Interesting. Well, you
God
got
bless
me.
Everybody.
Well, thank you. God bless you, Larry. I really appreciate it. Okay, let's we'll try to take one more call before the end of this segment here. Craig in Prairie Village. Hey, Craig, you're on with Chris Kobach. What do you think?
Oh, I'm never going to get done with what I want to say, but...
okay, Craig, well, tell you what. Go ahead and get started, and we'll hold you over the break.
Yeah, the Democrats, I can't remember the first time I heard they were charging a Republican with some stupid misconduct or crime. And they said the seriousness of the charge is more important whether it's true or not. And so if you now want to talk about all these bimbos coming out of the woodwork against Trump, that's not the first time. I was listening to Mark Levin and I over the Reagan years, but that's when I started paying attention voting. But he was accused of cheating. Nancy was accused of cheating. Bush 1 was accused of cheating. And then you go up.
It's amazing. It's nothing new. Hey, hold on, Craig. We'll bring you back on right after the break. Folks, you are listening to The Chris Kobach Show on KCMO Talk Radio 710.
Next time on Wendy's Coffee House, Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. on Talk Radio KCMO, we're going to talk paranormal. One of the most popular paranormal podcasts on the internet is Jim Harold's Campfire, 20 million downloads. So if you want to hear something spooky and a whole lot of stories about encounters with the supernatural or the just unexplained, Jim Harold is your go-to guy. Next time on Wendy's Coffee House. If you miss it, catch it on the podcast at wendyscoffeehouse.com.
local, regional, and national news from CBS Radio News at the top and bottom of the hour, every hour. On Kansas City's most stimulating talk. 103.7 FM and AM 710 KCMO.
It's interesting, a new app has come out.
The KCMO Talk Radio app.
There's an app for that.
A free download on the iTunes or Google Play stores.
You know what's a great app?
KCMO Talk Radio on your smartphone, tablet, or mobile device. FM 103.7 and AM 710. KCMO, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.